From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Gotta get home, there's a garden to tend. There's fruit on the ground and the birds have all moved back into my attic, whistling static in the young mountain.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. That was Jack Johnson with Home, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs Talking About a Home. And if you have a favorite home theme song that you'd like us to play at the beginning of our radio show, visit Charleston Home and Design Magazine's Facebook page, make a comment requesting a song, and we will play your request, and we'll also send you a free Charleston Home and Design Magazine t-shirt. Well, in addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, Charleston's only open-air home show, the Charleston Home and Outdoor Living Festival, which happens every April at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up August 25th through the 27th at the Charleston Gilliard Center in downtown Charleston. Well, today's radio show is coming to you from the Fulton neighborhood, and the Fulton neighborhood is a micro subdivision, a new neighborhood in Mount Pleasant, right near Boone Farm, all their fields that you see where they have their strawberry festival and so forth. And we're going to be talking to Diana Bamey with Fulton Neighborhood, also Bob Kelleher with Outside Is In, a teak furniture company, Carlton Walker with Great American Home Pro, Kevin Kalman, a remodeling contractor with Kalman Construction, and also Van Cochran with the Saltwood Company. Have a great weekend. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from the Fulton neighborhood. It's a brand new neighborhood in the north part of Mount Pleasant, right off of Highway 17. You see it when you are driving by Boone Hall Farms, the big fields that they have across the street from Fulton. And now we're talking with Kim Meyer with Meyer Potts Properties at Fulton Neighborhood. How you doing, Kim?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Kim, take a moment and just tell everybody in general about Fulton Neighborhood.
Well, Fulton is a boutique-style neighborhood. We are going to have 70 homes total. Each home is individual, specifically designed for each individual lot. We don't have any cookie-cutter homes. Every home is designed to be unique and different. We have one builder, which is Alka Construction, and they are the builder and the developer of the neighborhood. And we have seven different architects. And each architect is assigned a lot, and each home is built off of the next one to have functionality, connection from inside to outside, lots of natural light, but also with that to create those private spaces inside and outside. I think somebody typically when they drive in the neighborhood, they look and say, oh my goodness, the homes are so tight. But in fact, once they walk inside the homes, they see how private they are. Mm-hmm. And that's that urban planner who's been part of this project from the very beginning, Mackie Hill, who did the Ion design as well. Purposely works with those architects and the builders and the design team to create those, again, private spaces inside and outside in the courtyards mm-hmm. and yards.
We're inside one of the, would you call this a model home?
Well, actually, it's not a model because we'll never repeat this plan again. This is a home that completed construction. So we decided to make it our sales office, but still had it on the market. So we had it for sale. It is now under contract again. So we've been using it as our office, and it's actually been really wonderful because people can come in and see the finishes and get the concept and the idea. Up until this time of using this home, we've been working out of our sales office mm-hmm. offices because as each home is completed, because we just go ahead and start building them as spec homes, so as each home is completed, we usually at the end of completion, they sell. So we're never able to work out of one. Right. So this has been a real luxury for us to be able to work out of it. And people walk through and say, oh my goodness, I feel the type of construction it is. I feel that how quiet it is. So R19 insulation in the walls, the 2x6 construction, how solid it feels. And so it's been, we're very lucky, but we only have a few more weeks mm-hmm. until we're not able to work in here.
Kim, you being in real estate, you see some of the newer neighborhoods that are popping up and what do you think, how does Fulton neighborhood compare to some of the neighborhoods that you see that some of the volume builders are involved with?
I mean, it's such a different project and product overall, and you really, you know, it's apples and oranges. You really can't compare the two. People come in here, we are at a higher price point. We are 800, high 800s and above from where we started, just the supply and demand. But the finishes that are involved in the type of construction, I mentioned the 2x6 construction versus 2x4, the metal roofing, the spray foam insulation in the attic, and the finishes that are in the homes, mahogany front doors, MTEC hardware, Circa lighting. That's where we're different from some of these other builders, where they offer a base plan and also they are cookie cutter. And again, that's not bad. It's just different from what we're mm-hmm. offering. And that price point includes all those finishes, including, you know, the fenced in yard. Some of the homes have pools, carriage houses, irrigation, just everything from soup to nuts, complete. So I guess comparing, we call ourselves a boutique-y type neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Ion has 751 homes. We are going to be 70 homes. The relation between the two, I guess I don't know how to answer that.
Well, I would sum it up in two words, high quality.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And, you know, you feel that high quality as soon as you walk up to this house here at the Fulton neighborhood. The houses are built on raised slabs, mm-hmm. so you're not having to climb, you know, 18 feet in the air or something like that. The kitchen is talk about the kitchen in this house.
Oh, so the kitchen in this house, all our kitchens are custom designed. All the cabinetry is custom designed for that space. The kitchen here, you have beautiful beautiful navy blue base cabinets. They did a quartz countertop. They have the Thermador, that's standard in all our homes, Thermador Bosch appliances. But in the kitchen here, they have the panel built over, so you don't see the appliances. They're built in nicely. They really wanted, because this is a smaller home, this is 2,289 square feet, they really wanted it to be a focal point, but not taking away from the dining spaces and the living room. They really wanted it to feel like they are pieces of furniture, mm-hmm. a part of that kitchen, and again, connection to outside as well.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of modern features here at mm-hmm. in this house at Fulton neighborhood. The casement windows. Most
yeah.
people, you know, just are gonna use the other type of windows. These casement windows, with kind of describe them for example.
They're just they're MGM windows. The casement, they have the divided light. They don't want to have a lot blocking that light.
They got the little knob.
They have the knobs. You just pop it open. You can crank it out. If you want to have a screen, you can in the window. Some of the homes have the up and down.
Double hung.
Thank you. Double hung windows. But the casement windows here, they really try to keep it so it's seamless. Mm-hmm. So when you're looking outside, whether it's onto your front porch, onto your back porch, you're having as much uninterrupted views as possible. Mm-hmm. And that goes the same for the screen porch. You'll notice our screen porches, you know, it's just screen from ceiling to the floor.
Nice.
And again, so that having that connection from the inside space to the screen porch, even onto the yard.
Mm-hmm. What impressed me just looking around the great room out here, these are 10-foot ceilings?
They are 10-foot ceilings.
10-foot ceilings. The doors are 8-foot
mm-hmm.
doors versus 6'8",
correct,
which is what you see on most houses. Shiplap. Everywhere, shiplap siding instead of sheetrock downstairs.
And vaulted ceilings in the master bedroom. They do try in every home, they try to add drama, whether it's going to be in the kitchen with a vaulted ceiling, in the master bedroom, in the master bath. One of our homes that we're about to release to the market, Lot 9, it's called the Eli. That bedroom, there are three bedrooms. It's about 2,700 square feet in every bedroom. Three bedrooms. There's a flex space upstairs as well, but all these bedrooms have vaulted ceilings.
Nice.
So just to add that drama, make it different, and that's what I think is so unique. As our homes are selling, I don't get to go into them too frequently after they're sold because they're under construction, and it's nice to go in with the future homeowners so they can see the progress, and they are just, everyone is just so unique and so mm-hmm. beautiful. And every detail is so thought out. I mean, the finishes and the lighting and just the hours and the time and really the passion for this project, everyone who's involved is just, you can feel it when you walk in the
Well,
house.
And the other thing is, and maybe this was a little bit risky, but Fulton Neighborhood, you folks hired architects, you hired landscape architects, you can really
kitchen designers,
tell,
yeah.
Kitchen designer, yeah, you can really tell that you folks went the extra mile. With the design, and that does make a big, big difference.
Well, I can tell you the biggest compliment for the community is that there are people in the industry that are purchasing homes in here, and they are in the industry. So I think that is a compliment because I'm not going to go into details exactly what they do, but they're like, oh my gosh, I couldn't build this any better.
Yeah.
Or I couldn't design this any better. This is great. Now I don't have to argue with my spouse and it's already done.
Right.
And they walk right in. And I think that's huge. That
it
says
is.
So much about the builder. And also I wanted to mention, their subs have been with them a very long time from the very beginning. They've been building for 18 years, Alka Construction, and husband, wife team. And I know you know the story. I'll share with some of the folks. They left Civil War in Bosnia, went to Germany, got mechanical engineering degrees. Lana came over and worked for a company here in Charleston. Her husband started building in Darrell Creek, and then primarily they've been building in Ion, and they built right through the recession. Their dream was to create a community where every home is different, but they have a control on the design and the finishes and everything that goes in. So their passion is just coming through with all the how everything is playing out, and then the people that are relocating here, and then people that are from here and saying, "Oh my gosh, I've been looking for this for so long. This is so nice and a fresh new perspective on Low Country design."
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I think one of the big things you just mentioned before was the fact that they can move into these homes without having to make 2,000 decisions.
Yep.
And not to be a whiner or anything like that, but it is challenging to build a custom home, and there are thousands and thousands of decisions that you do have to make. And to walk into a house here at Fulton Neighborhood and see all of the quality finishes and materials and cabinetry and woodwork and so forth, and say that I don't have to. This is a no-brainer.
I mean, and I think that's the. I mean, I'm thinking of three families that are in here. They came in towards the end of the home was, I don't know, 90% done. They just picked the light fixtures.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the business. And then there was somebody else that came in, and it was before we even we had broken ground, but it was before all the finishes were selected. And they looked at the finishes like, we don't want to change anything. Mm. It's fantastic.
Right, because I mean, they were all architect.
They were all,
interior
the designer. Yeah, and they just, it just is nice. So we do have people come in saying, okay, I want to design this, I want to move this. because of what, you know, timelines, what we're doing is saving those people from hiring an architect, buying the lot, going through that whole process. So we're able to give them those custom finishes, but limit it down and make it easy for them and make it fun. The fun part is what? Picking your cabinet fronts. It depends on what part you are coming in on the project because we are building specs. But, you know, the lighting, the hardware, the door hardware is so much fun. It just... And
those are the fun choices.
Those are the fun ones. Right. I mean, even the plumbing fixtures can be mind-boggling, picking those. Yes. Yeah, mind-numbing, mind-boggling. And so that makes it really nice because everything just flows together. I mean, I never realized until I built a home, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I never thought that had to match with that. Right. And I love that.
Well, the other thing is you have to become an instant expert at so many different aspects of the house. So when you're talking to your builder about the HVAC, you know, now all of a sudden you feel like you need to become aware of what the options are. And in the homes here at Fulton Neighborhood, you folks have got 14 SEER high efficiency HVAC equipment. Yeah. You don't even have to think about that.
No, they already thought about that.
And the spray foam insulation. Mm-hmm. And that's the nice thing is, you know, sometimes people get swept up in the beauty of a house. And then they start paying the energy bills each month, and you're going to have very, very low energy bills.
Oh, absolutely, very low. And you'll even notice here, I mean, we're in one of the rooms here in one of the Fulton homes, and it is very quiet when you're inside here. So much when we do neighborhood, like second Friday here in the neighborhood for the neighbors, and a couple came at night. We were showing one of the homes, and I'm like, oh, I think the party's dying down, and we're standing outside. And then we opened the door and you heard it because you couldn't hear anything on the outside. It was just very quiet.
That open cell spray foam insulation.
Well, that's in the attic, but the R19 insulation that's in the walls, it just makes such a difference versus, I mean, even, you know, between the floors. And so it's very, makes a big impact. And I didn't notice it until I started spending more time in the homes and because you can't hear anything upstairs. And I think that's a concern some people have. If I'm upstairs and people are downstairs and we're entertaining, how quiet and it is nice and quiet.
Well, how can folks get more information about Fulton Neighborhood?
Sure. Well, they can visit our website at fultoncharleston.com or go ahead and give us a call at 1-800-593-9683. And we'd be happy to make an appointment. Or feel free to stop by Wednesday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Mondays and Tuesdays are appointments only. Or just give us a call. We're usually close by. And then on Sundays, we are open from 1 to 5.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Kim Meyer with Meyer Potts Properties at Fulton Neighborhood. Thanks so much, Kim.
Great. Thanks for having me.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from the Fulton Neighborhood. It's a new neighborhood in Mount Pleasant right off of Highway 17. Right next door, right across the street from Boone Hall Farms. And now we're talking with Bob Kelleher with Outside Is In. How you doing, Bob?
I'm doing great, Tim. Good to be with you today.
Well, thank you. Bob, take a moment and tell everybody about Outside Is In.
Outside Is In is a fairly new business by its name, but we've got a long history. It used to be associated with the T-Cut, which has been in existence for over 15 years. Mm-hmm. We specialize in outdoor furniture, particularly teak, for the low country market, and we have clients all over the United States. Mm-hmm. About a year and a half ago, the T-Cut somewhat dissolved, and we became Outside Is In. Mm-hmm. A broader appeal, more different types of products to fit the marketplace. But our niche, our specialty, is still premium quality teak at wholesale pricing.
Very good. Well, for those that may not be completely familiar with teak furniture, talk about the wood species itself, why it holds up so well to outdoor spaces and why it's chosen so much for outdoor living.
Sure. It's been revered for centuries. It's been used by boat builders because it's got some unique properties. It's often referred to as king of the woods because it's the most dimensionally stable of all the woods. It doesn't rot. It's impervious to termites and marine borers. It doesn't splinter compared to other woods. Mm-hmm. And these qualities are critical, whether it's boat building or furniture, when it's in the outdoor environment. Mm-hmm. It allows it to last decades with just minimal maintenance and care. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's been so cherished. And it's an expensive wood. It's not as inexpensive as cypress or oak or some of these other types of wood, but it truly is unique. It's looks beautiful as it gets its gray-silver patina from exposure to the sun. The UV rays oxidize the extractives in the wood, which then pretty much leave you with the cellulose at the surface, that gray-silver look.
Antique furniture is something that is, it's more of an investment. You're going to have this for years and years and years. You might even be able to pass it on to your children, so it could be considered an heirloom. So how does it hold up in the Charleston area?
Well, in Charleston area, it does very well. Our furniture is manufactured, and the trees are sustainable plantation grown in Indonesia, Central Java, and that's where it's manufactured. And so that's a pretty close to the equator and an extremely demanding environment. Charleston's summer weather, as everyone knows, is very humid and hot, and that can put a very difficult situation on most outdoor furniture. Nothing performs better than teak than in this environment.
What are some of your most popular pieces that for teak furniture?
Well, we've got a number of items. The most popular dining table we have is something that's kind of unique. It has two built-in leafs to it, and people are always amazed when they see it in action. It's kind of like a little transformer kit. The kids love it, and the parents do too. So just simply by pulling on one end, you expose the opening that allows the leaf to pop out.
Oh, neat.
And then on the other side, the other leaf. This design allows us to use an umbrella in the center, which that part doesn't move, or just open one leaf or both leaves or use none. So they come in different sizes. The smallest goes from 60 inches, expands out to 78 and a half inches. When it's fully expanded, it will seat 8 people. That, typically at a price point of $850, is an unusual value proposition for something that will last you decades in your home.
Right.
You know, outdoors. Most items will last decades in the home. But when it goes to the outdoor environment, we're talking years. Well, teak is the unique proposition there, that it will last you decades if you keep up with it, do cleaning a couple times a year. So that table is particularly popular, whether it's in the oval or rectangle style. Also, we have what we refer to as a double-fold lounger, which in this weather, you know, with our sunny, beautiful, warm weather, people like being on a lounger. Ours is unique in that it allows the legs underneath the knee to articulate to different positions, which makes it considerably more comfortable than a standard lounger. So people love this product. We do custom cushions for all our items. And we must sell probably 5 to 1. These double-fold loungers are that much more popular than a standard lounger. And I would encourage people to look at them because they're not even aware it's really an option. And, of course, you know, it's umbrella material that we use, and they're custom cushions. So they'll last outdoors for years, years, with little maintenance.
What other so we've got loungers, we've got dining room sets and chairs. What other types of teak?
Well, what's really popular we've brought in recently is our deep seating line of sectionals. That's taken off. It's more of a modern, clean, simple line where the wood and the substance of it speak to the customer. We use, again, custom cushions made out of umbrella material. But the sectionals give the client a lot of flexibility on what they want to do because it's really just these separate components that you kind of put together like a Lego set. You could turn a love seat into a sofa easily enough, or you could turn the sofa into a L-shaped sectional fairly easy. And we have matching chairs that go with it. So it really gives the customer a lot of flexibility, and they get to grow with it, which is important because you don't often know exactly what you want your look to be when you move into your new house or have done a major renovation for your backyard area. It's kind of difficult to envision everything that you want and will you be able to pull it off. We understand that. We work with the clients. We've got a designer on staff. I don't know if I'd call myself a designer, but after all these years, I'm pretty adept at helping them realize their vision. And so we just take it sort of organically. Let's bring in a few pieces or as many as you want, but you don't have to have everything right away. We often will deliver items to a customer's house, you know, before they've decided what to buy and make sure it fits for their space. And if it doesn't, you know, we just take it back. So it's all about really the quality service so that you're getting what you want, not what we think you should have.
What if a customer doesn't see exactly what they want at outside is in? Is there any options for custom furniture?
Yeah, that's one of the things that really makes us unique compared to just about anyone else. We do a lot of custom pieces for our clients. And we do it in Indonesia, but sometimes here in the United States, here in the Lowcountry. But it's a lot more affordable if we can get it done in Indonesia. And they just have to wait. A recent client in Kiowa got a 7-foot round diameter table with a 32-inch Lazy Susan built into the center of it. Well, that in itself maybe isn't that unique, but that it is an outdoor item fully exposed to the elements is. And the teak was 2 inches thick on the slats for the table. So the customer loves it. That's just one of many items that we do for our clients to provide them with what their vision is, what works for them.
Is teak no maintenance, or is there some maintenance involved?
Well, if it's outdoors, there's always some maintenance involved. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's synthetic resins, you know, wicker type stuff, which we sell also. But teak, if you just clean it a couple times a year. And of course, it depends on that particular environment and the usage. If you've got a dining table and you've got a lot of little kids and you're using it all the time, that's going to require more care and attention than just a garden bench that you set out in the garden and go sit on once every week or something of that nature. But the nature of teak is you just clean it with some Simple Green or Dawn dishwashing detergent. We recommend using a scouring sponge like a Scotch-Brite, and you wet the piece down to soften it up. Then you use the rough side of the sponge. You mix it in, you know, with your solution. Sometimes you may even want to put some bleach in there. And just rub it in lightly and rinse it off. And that'll take care of most of the problems you're going to have with it.
There's a misconception. Some people think that they could just take a pressure washer to the teak furniture, but that's not a good idea?
No, it certainly isn't. The problem with pressure washers is they just cut into the wood. And it's particularly worse on decks, actually, than it is on furniture. But wood, being a porous type of material, you know, is even more susceptible to it than if it was plastic. So we recommend you don't do it. Some people who really know what they're doing might have some success. You would stand off farther from it. You don't allow as much pressure to hit the object. But generally speaking, there are two rules we're very adamant about telling people. One, never use teak oil on outdoor furniture. One, it's not a product per se. It's a marketing term. Teak oil doesn't come out of a teak tree. There isn't any coming out of a teak tree. There's plenty in there, but you don't get it out of the tree. And what comes out of teak seeds is not a commercially viable product. It's just a term that's been used for marketing purposes. And typically, it's made up of cheap linseed oil. And the problem with that is they rarely put enough mildicides and fungicides in it, and it becomes a food source for mold and mildew. It's tempting to do because it looks beautiful when you first put it on your teak. It gives it that wet look that everyone loves. But in 30, 45 days, it dries out, and you'll put another coat on and so forth and so on. And rarely do people realize there's often microscopic mildew or mold that's formed that you haven't seen and you didn't kill before you put on that next layer. So sometimes you're going to get maybe a bloom of mold or mildew, and it just, the wood doesn't need it. It looks tempting. If you do want to stain it, that is an option, but you'll have to keep up with it. Once a year, you're going to have to stain whatever stain you use, and we do it for our clients. We just want them to know that if it's exposed 24/7 to the elements, you'll have to restain it once a year.
Bob, how can folks get more information about Outside Is In?
Well, we're glad to take a phone call. Our number is 843-718-7181. We also have a couple of websites, outdoor-fabric.com and also theteakhut.com or websites. But the easiest way to get to us is our address, 1717 North Highway 17, Mount Pleasant.
Very easy to remember. 1717 Highway 17 North.
Correct.
In Mount Pleasant. All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Bob Kelleher with Outside Is In. Thanks so much, Bob. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from the Fulton neighborhood. It's a brand new neighborhood in Mount Pleasant, right off of Highway 17 near Boone Hall Farms. And now we're talking with Carlton Walker with Great American Home Pros. How are you doing, Carlton?
Pretty good.
Good. Carlton, take a moment and tell everybody about Great American Home Pros.
Great American Home Pros, we're your one-stop shop for real estate, construction, home services, and we have retail products. You can go to greatamericanhomepros.com. We do anywhere from sell your house. You don't have to have a sell your house for us to work on it. So it's a one-stop shop, and that's what we do.
Mm-hmm. What sets Great American Home Pros apart from say any other remodeling companies or real estate companies?
Well, my experience in the industry, I started, my grandparents, you know, owned a mobile home park with 65 lots. So literally from a year old, I have a picture of me and my grandfather on top of a mobile home working, which is pretty funny. But I have experience in construction, real estate, and anyone that has me come and, you know, do a market analysis on your home, there's three different levels to get the maximum amount of top dollar for it. Plus, as far as sales go, I had 19 years worth of experience selling Cutco knives. I have over 2,000 customers in Charleston. As far as sales goes, nobody's doing what I'm doing to sell homes. Or if you're a buyer looking to buy a house, it's kind of cool to have a contractor and a realtor walking with you.
Mm-hmm.
And
so if someone is looking to sell their house and the house needs improvements, Great American Home Pros, you folks can not only help them list their house and represent them on the real estate end of that, but you're also going to help them to make the improvements necessary.
Correct. And we do labor plus materials, so it's not like we just throw a number at you. But we also encourage you to get, you know, other contractors come give a bid so you understand. And like one lady that we helped, that we got from one of your home shows at the Gillyard a year ago, she came to me. She needed a lot of work done. Some of the foundation experts told her she needed anywhere from $22,000, $24,000, to fix her foundation. I brought a structural engineer into the thing who does not work for us and explained what the house needed. We had a brick mason rebuild piers under the house the normal way a house is done, and we jacked it up and leveled it back out, and we put it on a, you know, 8 foot by 1 foot wide, 6 inches deep with concrete and rebar, and then rebuilt the piers. And we literally got that done for 10 grand, saved her like 12 grand just on that. And within about the next month, we'll be listing her home. And it's taken about a year to get her to where she needed to be. But for every dollar she's spending on the house, she's going to potentially get a $2 return. For every dollar she didn't spend to fix it up, she's going to have like a $2 negative. And it's kind of like this. There's three different ways to get a house ready. One is bring it back to as new condition. That's basically, we pressure wash the fence. That'll make a fence look brand new. We pressure wash the house, the curb. And then when I say bring it back to as new condition, if you got any stress marks in the sheetrock, you know, fix it up. If you got some paint missing off of the baseboards, you know, you can fix it, touch stuff up. So when the buyer walks in, and one thing I do if you list your home with me, I show up for every listing appointment when the buyer shows up, because I can build value of why your house is worth what it is, and also so that buyer will pick your house over the next one they go to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And it works.
How does the homeowner pay for those improvements that Great American Home Pros is providing?
We had one client, he's like, man, I don't have the funds, man, I'm strapped. I was like, well, do you have a credit card? And he's like, well, yeah. I was like, well, here's how we can do this. We itemized all the repairs. It came to about 14 or 15 grand. Mm-hmm. And so what we did was we let him use his credit card through our company. And as soon as we were done, as long as he made the minimum payments on that credit card, we listed the house, we sold the house. And at closing, he walked away with 30 grand in his pocket and paid off his credit cards. And he was all excited. He was like, oh my God, dude, because when we first did this, if he hadn't have put these repairs into the house, he'd have got about 160 on the property. We put, you know, 15, 16 grand into the property. He ended up getting like 209, 500 for the property. So he got, like I said, you, for every dollar you spend, and we try, there's three levels. You can bring it back to as new condition. That's just fix everything that's broken. Or what you can do is go the next level and paint all the interior walls like a simplified beige and do a few other things. And then, of course, you can do a full restoration. And there's two different types of you can do like a aftermarket value versus, you know, there's a wholesale value for a house that's, you know, needs a bunch of repairs, or you can, you know, have the after renovation value. And there's some stuff in between that you could do. And that's, you know, that's where we are.
Yeah, that's a great service that I've never heard a real estate company offering that kind of a service before.
Well, Great American Home Pros, I mean, it's, and all my agents, I got a couple agents working for me. They explain that we show up for every listing appointment, because most realtor companies, they stick a lockbox on your door and they let realtors come look at it with buyers. And it's like, dude, how are they going to sell your house? Well, I actually show up and have my agents show up for the listing appointments and or for the buy when the buyers show up, because we'll walk through. And it's funny, when I've done this, like I actually get information from the buyer. I'm like, hey, so what price range are you looking for? Hey, well, tell me something. What are you looking for as far as for a house? Like how, and based on, you know, are we in your top three list of, you know, the house that you would want to put an offer in? And they'll tell you. And not only that, a lot of realtors these days, they use showing time, which is basically this service where, you know, when I want to see a house, I'll go on showing time and I'll say, hey, can I see this house at 3 o'clock? Yeah. So I'll go, and typical people selling homes in Charleston, I go, there's a lockbox, I show my buyer. There's no one there to explain the house when our agents actually do that. Mm-hmm. And then when I leave, showing time will send me an email saying, hey, can you tell me any feedback? Well, guess what? I don't have time to send you feedback. And most agents know this. Nobody sends feedback. But when we have an agent at your house, like what's cool is we get to watch the buyer give feedback of what, and we make adjustments to make sure to get top dollar.
Mm-hmm. If you want to get information about Great American Home Pros,
go to our website, greatamericanhomepros.com, greatamericanhomepros.com.
Okay, great. Well, we've been talking with Carlton Walker with Great American Home Pros. Thanks, Carlton.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from the Fulton neighborhood, and it's located right off of Highway 17 in the growing part of northern Mount Pleasant, and right across from Boone Hall Farms, where they have the strawberry festivals, and you see the big open fields and so forth. And now we're talking with Kevin Kalman with Kalman Construction. How you doing, Kevin?
Great, Tim. Glad to be here.
Well, thanks for being here. Kevin, take a moment and tell everybody about Kalman Construction.
We're a family-owned construction company. We've been in business over 30 years. My wife and myself are the principals. She does the marketing, and I do the construction end of things. Mm-hmm. We are a full-service company. We have our own crews who perform the work. We have a sister company that does our HVAC, electrical, and plumbing, so we don't subcontract any of that stuff out. We're primarily a design build company where clients will come to us and explain what they want, and then we will take care of the plans, permits, engineering with a engineer that we deal with, mm-hmm. and then do the construction.
How long has Kalman Construction been around?
Since 1988.
1988?
Yes.
Okay. And you moved to Charleston when?
1996.
1996. Okay. So, and where was Kalman Construction operating before coming to Charleston?
On the lovely island of Nantucket, Mass.
Very nice. Very nice. And I was getting ready for our interview today and noticed that you've done some work with Bob Vila of This Old House.
We did a house with Bob in Mount Pleasant in the Ion neighborhood just around 2000, 2001. Mm-hmm. It was a multi-generational home. designed by originally by Andreas Dewani of the traditional neighborhood fame.
Right, he designed the Ion neighborhood.
He did. He came up with the concept for the house, and then Luigi Bianco, a gentleman that we used to work with in New England, took the plans from there, and we did the construction.
Very nice. So that was a new build?
Brand new. Pretty much a one-bedroom apartment and a house all kind of melded together. Really, okay. Really neat house. Traditional. Really well done.
And what was it about the life? They called it a lifespan house.
Yeah.
What was the concept there?
That's the whole idea of this multi-generational house, where maybe you're a young couple, you would build first what they called the kernel, as in kernel of corn. And so you would build the kernel, just this little one-bedroom kind of studio apartment. And then as you and your family grew, you would build the rest of the house and then continue on through a couple of additions, and you would end up with a house that was basically four or five bedrooms, mm-hmm. 3,000 square feet or so by the time you were at the peak of, if you had three or four kids. And then as you got older, you might end up back in the kernel where you started, and your kids may be living in the main part of the house, taking care of you as the lifespan continues.
Gotcha. Very interesting. And Kevin, so you moved to Charleston, and has Kalman Construction been busy mostly on new construction or renovations?
We really build both, and it seems to ebb and flow a little bit. Now we've got a new house going in Meggitt, design build for a really neat young couple on some family land. We call it the country house. It's just in the middle of this big field. It's really interesting. We've got four or five remodels going on, design build, bathrooms, kitchens, frog expansions, mm-hmm. You name it. Somebody brings it to us.
What is the, you've mentioned design build several times. Tell our listeners what you mean by that.
If you were the client, you would contact us and say that you either wanted to build a house or remodel your kitchen, say as an example. I would come out to your house, I would measure everything, or I'd meet with you and we'd talk about what you need. We would do the plans. If we needed engineering, we would contact one of the two or three engineers we work closely with. They would do the engineering. We would apply for the permits. During that time, we would do the estimating and the specifications. Obviously, everything's approved by the client. And then when the contract is drawn up, permit is released, we do the construction all in-house. Mm-hmm. So they only deal with one person, really me, from the start to the finish.
What's the advantage of a design-build situation versus maybe working with a home designer or architect and then putting it out to bid to a general contractor?
I think the most critical part of it is that we design to a budget. A client will come to us and say, we want to remodel our kitchen, and I'll ask him the question that nobody ever wants to give me the real answer to, but what is your budget? And then we'll talk about it, and I'll say, that's really not realistic. This is really the budget that you need to look at, and 9 times out of 10, that's where they wanted to be anyway. And then we design right to that. And so we know what everything is going to be before we start. Mm-hmm. We don't get a whole set of plans done, specifications, handed out to a bunch of guys, and then all the prices come back 30-40% more than what everybody thought it might be. We have our hands on what everything costs every day. Mm-hmm. We know whether things are going up, down, whether there's a increase in roofing materials on the first of the month because we've been notified by our suppliers. So it helps us to keep to really keep a hand on what everything is going to cost and then be able to pass that information on to our clients.
Mm-hmm. What I've heard of the advantage of for design build is sometimes the architect who designs a house, they may be designing it in one certain way, but there might be a little bit of a disconnect between the contractor who ultimately constructs the house and what the architect has designed. And there's lots of different ways to build a house, but you might come into a situation where the contractor could say to the homeowner, we can accomplish what your architect is asking for, but do it in a less expensive way. It's not going to compromise the aesthetics or the structural integrity of the house in any way. Is that about right?
I think the premise that you have is that you have a bunch of really reasonable people that can understand that the client really wants what the picture looks like and how you get to that picture. There's maybe two or three different ways to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a way to put the, we call it the economy pencil. If there's a way to put the economy pencil to the design and get there and get everybody happy, then that conversation should happen. Mm-hmm. There are times when plans come out and they are just ironclad. That is what we're going to do. If you don't do that, you are not performing to what you're supposed to perform mm-hmm. to. So in those situations, you don't have any choice but to do what you need to do. Mm-hmm. So
the other term you mentioned, value pencil. I've heard what's the term? Design engineering or value engineering?
Value engineering, yeah.
And
economy pencil, value engineering. Right. There's a whole bunch of it out there.
Right, right. Yeah. But hey, you know, from the homeowner's point of view, you may have just spared them enough of an expense that they can upgrade a chandelier or something like that in their house.
Yeah, my feeling is that there really are places that you need to spend some money. The master bath, the kitchen, you know, and there are some places you really don't need to spend some money. So if we can save some, you know, even little bits here and there, we can then use that, those funds to upgrade other items that are really important and also have a big impact on appraisable value.
Mm-hmm. And definitely the being a design build firm, Kalman Construction, the right hand knows what the left hand is doing.
There's nobody to yell at, you know. There's no excuse for not having an outlet for the alarm guy. Mm-hmm. When we designed it, we built it, our electricians wired it. We all know that there's going to be an alarm there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we don't want to get to the end of the job and have mistakes like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it happens sometimes when you have a lot of different people who have a lot of different agendas and they're just there to perform a job, get in and out as quick as they can.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine that having so many of the trades in-house, that's a big advantage over maybe some of the general contractors who are relying on subcontractors who are very, very busy these days and just might not be able to show up on the day that they tell you that they're going to be showing up.
In new construction, if a subcontractor doesn't show up on a day, it's not the end of the world. You know, it impacts the schedule, but it's not the end of the world. When you have Mrs. Wilson's kitchen apart and somebody doesn't show up, the world is ending. You know, I mean, it is, you know, fall down, you know, the world is going to end tomorrow because the guy didn't show and he said he was going to show. And she took time off from work to be there, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You only have to go through a few of those before you figure out that we either have to handle this ourselves because you can't control everybody else's schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you still have, you have more people to deal with in-house, so you have more management issues. We don't have to make the same amount of profit and overhead that an independent company makes because we're all under the same umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps us cost-wise. The big savings, and I tell people, is schedule-wise. You know, when we have somebody's house apart, we're there every day with our guys.
Mm-hmm.
They get to know our guys. By the end of the project, most of them hate to see our guys leave.
Mm-hmm.
They're buying them lunch, you know, the whole deal. It gets crazy. It just gets crazy. But
How far out are you? Is Kalman Construction working these days? If a homeowner called you and wanted you to look at remodeling their house?
That's a really good question. And a lot of it depends on what the project is. If it's a small, something that's small that can fit into a couple of days, we can usually slide that in within a couple of weeks. If it's a month or more project, then we're out probably 5 or 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a house, we're out 9, 10, 12 weeks mm-hmm. before we could line everything up and start.
Mm-hmm.
The last home show that I was at with you guys downtown, we had a client who walked into the home show on Saturday. I did their stuff on Sunday. We started their job on Monday.
Mm.
You know, she had a deadline she had to have. They were moving in. Somebody that they have fell through, and we just happened to be there at the right time, and they just gave us a glowing review on Howe's that was just amazing for us.
Howe's?
Yeah.
Okay, good deal. So people can learn more about Kalman Construction on Howe's.com. And how else can they reach Kalman Construction?
They could call us at the office at 843-856-0515. Our website is kalmanconstruction.com, K-A-L-M-A-N. You can reach us on any one of those.
Very good. Well, we have been talking with Kevin Kalman with Kalman Construction. Thanks so much, Kevin.
Thanks, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And today's radio show is coming to you from the Fulton neighborhood. It's a new neighborhood on the north side of Mount Pleasant, right off of Highway 17. and right across from Boone Hall Farms, the big fields that you see there. And now we are talking with Van Cochran with Saltwood Company. How are you doing, Van?
I'm doing fine, Tim.
Good. Van, take a moment and tell everybody about Saltwood Company.
Saltwood Company is a group of local craftsmen and artists that design and build furniture, mainly from reclaimed wood.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. What kinds of furniture can homeowners expect from Saltwood Company?
Well, we'll entertain building about anything. Everything we make is custom. A majority of the items we make are dining tables, farm tables, a pair of benches to go with it, and what's quite popular right now is the sliding barn door.
Sliding barn doors, yes, yep. Yes. And you, Saltwood Company uses reclaimed wood for this?
Mm-hmm. The majority of the projects are of reclaimed wood. So I've got a guy who's got a guy who's got a guy up in the mountains of Western Virginia or in the middle of Ohio that tear down barns, clean and process the wood, and then ultimately it ends up in our shop.
Mm. Very nice.
Yeah.
And what do you do when you get that the reclaimed wood in that raw wood? Do you have to do anything to?
Oh yeah. Well, generally what we'll do is we'll clean up the edges and we'll skip plane it. In other words, we'll, if like an old gray barn, we'll skim down that gray weathered look, mm-hmm. and what's revealed underneath is this beautiful cocoa color, especially in terms of oak, and it's quite unique. Got that texture and the character of that board that's been weathered out on the side of a barn for, you know, over 100 years.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. Yeah. And probably one of the biggest things is that homeowners love is that whatever custom wood project that that you folks at Saltwood Company can build for someone, it comes with a story.
Yep.
And so you're not saying, oh, this barn door came from the lumberyard. You're saying that this barn door came from an old barn up in Ohio or whatever, right?
Well, that's an important part about it. And, you know, that's what differentiates us from something that was, say, imported. It's also the adventure for us is mm-hmm. going, finding, and getting this wood and then ultimately bringing it back.
Mm-hmm. Ken, you mentioned you're a friend of a friend of a friend. If someone had a local source for reclaimed lumber, could they bring that to you folks?
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of our clients will bring us wood that they repurposed from, say, their grandfather's house or, you know, lots of different ways that they come about it. I had one customer bring me some, it's literally parts of a water dam in a rice field out in Berkeley County. And it turned out it was the most beautiful cypress you'd ever seen, but you couldn't tell for all the mud and the barnacles and everything on it until, of course, we cleaned it up.
Mm-hmm.
So wood comes from all over.
And every now and then I'll be driving downtown and I'll see a dumpster where they're remodeling. Some beautiful old, well, it's not really beautiful, but old beadboard, for example, mm-hmm. that they're just throwing right in that dumpster.
Yeah. Well, I've asked my wife. I've dove many a dumpster downtown. It's like, wait a minute, I see something.
What are, besides barn doors, what are some of the more popular items that homeowners are asking Saltwood Company to build?
I'd say most of what we do are tables, dining tables, breakfast tables. We build tables with extensions on each end, so it's one size every day, and then when you have company, you know, you can make it grow a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the tables are out of oak, and then we use another wood called sinker cypress. It's essentially old American bald cypress. It came out of our swamps southeast. Sinker cypress was, you know, standing in the swamp, and when they harvest it, they will chop it down, pull it to the river, push it down the river to the mill. Well, it's a real dense wood. It doesn't float real well, and some of it sinks to the bottom. So now there's been this push to bring these giant logs up and mill them into boards, mm-hmm. and we've are fortunate enough to have a supplier here in town that we buy from, and it's beautiful wood. What happens to the wood when it's cold, fresh water and the minerals in that ultimately seep into the wood over many, many years? It changes it to a beautiful golden honey color. And the nature of the cypress is it's got natural oils in it, so it doesn't rot. So just a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. And it's old growth lumber,
yes.
Versus, you know, nothing like the southern yellow pine that, you know, people use for, mm-hmm. for studs to build new houses today. You know, if you got your Saltwood company got their hands on a piece of heart pine, for example, mm-hmm. Old heart pine. I mean, that's going to be quite different from what is found at the lumber yards today.
Yeah, that's kind of where we got our start. Was fortunate enough to befriend the superintendent at a remodeling job downtown, and it was a building built in 1780. And I got a lot of old heart pine, old growth beams out of that. Mm-hmm. I still have a few of them that I'm hanging on to for myself, but I built a lot of furniture where that wood is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. You know, the beyond just the, you know, the physical structure of what Saltwood Company is building, I mentioned before the story of maybe where the wood came from, but also, you know, you're building heirlooms that people mm-hmm. are going to, you know, that old farmhouse table that Saltwood Company is building for someone, that's going to be passed on to your kids, and their kids might pass it on to their mm-hmm. kids, and they're going to be, you know, referring to you. They'll be talking about this came from grandma and grandpa or something.
Right. I call it generational furniture. Mm-hmm. And I tell my customers that we build it in hopes that one day your children are going to fight over it. It always gets a laugh.
Right. Is it? Do you do anything that is painted? Does it need to be painted, or is it mostly stained?
We do a lot of different finishes, and that's one of the things that kind of separates us from other folks. We'll do anything from a lime wash to a paint wash, stains. We've been using recently a floor finish called Rubio Monocoat. It's one coat, but it does some really magical stuff with old wood as well as new oak floors.
Mm-hmm. What's your background, Van? I mean, have you always been in woodworking?
I was a home builder for 20 years, mm-hmm. and got out of that, moved to Charleston, did home repairs for many years, and then started out in the furniture business through bed swings, mm-hmm. and that kind of evolved into using wood with reclaimed lumber. So mm-hmm. we still make a bed swing at our shop. We've got one design. It's our very own design. It's quite unique, and it does have a little bit of reclaimed wood on it, mm-hmm. but mostly tables and swings, mm-hmm. sliding doors.
I've always been very impressed, you know, when I talk to an interior trim carpenter, and I feel like they're kind of at the top of the food chain, but furniture builders are even higher up than the interior trim carpenter. Yeah. So my compliments to you.
Thank you.
You must have a lot of talent, great eye for your work.
We just recently had a guy come to work for us that has a master's degree in furniture design and building from University of Massachusetts. So he's really upping our game all the way around.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, how can folks get more information about Saltwood Company?
Go to our website, saltwoodco.com. Look for the gallery, or better yet, go to our Instagram feed. Everything we've ever built is on that Instagram feed. A lot of good photos and good ideas as well.
Be thinking about future gifts for your wife out there, or maybe your husband, and that this would be a you know, to be able to present them with a new table or chair or a bed swing, whatever. I'm sure there's limitless ideas that Saltwood Company can help you with. Mm-hmm. And what was the website again?
Saltwoodco.com.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Van Cochran with Saltwood Company. Thanks so much, Van. Talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do or say to home. I'm not talking about a one night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home. You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.